We are happy to welcome to the program the brand new Director of Athletics at the University of Maine, Jude Kelly. Jude, thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely, Rich. Thanks so much for having me today.
Well, congratulations on the job. Welcome to Maine. What is it that drew you here to the state of Maine after a pretty good run? You were at Miami of Ohio for what, about 14 years?
Yeah. I appreciate it. I'm excited to be here. So, you know, there's a couple things. I mean, I think, you know, big picture, frankly, it's an institutional fit. Love the mission of the University of Maine, you know, advancing learning and discovery. Love the top 200-ish national ranking. Those things are really important. But then as you drill down deeper, being the land, space, and sea grant university, Maine's flagship institution carries a lot of weight. The R1 designation is phenomenal. And then being the only D1 school in the state is really, really unique as well. And I think when you look more specifically at athletics, you look at the historical athletic success, right? The two national championships in hockey, all this competitive success that the programs have had in baseball and football and field hockey and women's basketball. And what I love about that is that none of it comes at the compromise of academics. Academics is a priority, right? So good APR and GSR scores. So all those pieces were important, but I think in the end, it really ended up being really about the people, right? Great campus community connectivity. People certainly care about the University of Maine. It seems to be a hardworking, loyal group of people. And that really resonated with me, and I'm interested in kind of the town and gown relationship. So, you know, all those things were factors to make me move from, frankly, what was a great job, Miami University with a fantastic boss and great leadership. And then certainly the Harold Alphon Foundation and their $240 million challenge grant that they awarded the university, and $90 million of which is for athletics, didn't hurt, you know, just demonstrating the wonderful and loyal support of the Alphon Foundation and family. So all those things played factors into it, and I'm really excited to be here for the opportunity.
You talked during your press conference this afternoon about the similarities between Oxford, Ohio, and Orono, Maine, mm-hmm. and the connection that the schools have with those communities.
Yeah, it's really unique. So I haven't been able to explore Orono quite as much as I'd like to yet at this point, and I will, and certainly the Bangor area. But, you know, it's the success of one is often tied to the success of the other. And so, you know, it's funny, Rich, one of the things that that people were joking with me about on the front end was, hey, look, you know, if you go to the grocery store in Orono or Bangor, that somebody might talk to you about the game or have a question, or they might give you their perspective. And I said, that's great. That's exactly what my life is now. I mean, that's what happens at the Kroger in Oxford. So, you know, that's no problem. I love the fact that people are passionate and invested, and I wouldn't trade that for anything.
What do you see as the biggest challenge in the job?
You know, that's a great question. I don't quite know yet. You know, I've got some presumptions on the front end. But I think just right now, me trying to wrap my arms around everything, you know, doing our SWOT analysis and kind of, you know, figuring out fully. It's one thing to do it from away, right, on the internet, and then talking to people on the side in conversations. But that's part of what I'm going to try and do. So I officially start January 30th. But once I'm on board and officially here, that's what we're going to do, is kind of figure out and determine where our greatest opportunities and challenges are.
We're talking with Jude Kelly, the new Director of Athletics at the University of Maine. And you talked earlier this afternoon about comprehensive excellence. And I like the idea of that. For fans, it's always about the game and who won, and certainly that's important, but working with student athletes and with boosters and with faculty members, you have to look at a whole lot of different things. How would you describe comprehensive excellence? What will that look like?
Yeah, I think more than anything, it's a mentality, frankly. You know, just like in sports, no one's going to go undefeated, or very few teams are ever going to go undefeated, right? So, you know, how we're going to measure that is going to be by the attitude we bring to work every day, you know, our approach in the classroom, our approach, you know, on the fields of play, how we engage with others across campus, how we engage with the community. Again, I think it's really just a mentality of how we're going to try and set forward and move towards things than it is actual, you know, an achievement of, hey, you won 90% of your games, or, you know, 88% of the people graduated the program, et cetera. So I think it's really about the mentality of the approach more so than anything else.
You've got some terrific young coaches on the staff right now, and obviously people would love to see them stick around, but Maine has also been traditionally a place where people come and learn their craft and then move on because the salaries are on the low end. How do you make those jobs more appealing, and what can you do beyond the salary limitations to encourage people to stay here. And then when someone does leave, how do you paint a picture that draws people to Maine in spite of those salary challenges?
Yeah, so that's something we're going to have to dive in and figure out a little bit more. What I will say on the front end, and I don't know what you do know about Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, but we're actually known as the Cradle of Coaches.
Right, right.
And the reason why we're the Cradle of Coaches is because a ton of people have gone to Miami or coached at Miami and then gone on to even greater success, right? So it's a place where people come and hone their skill and then leave and have great success elsewhere. So I'm familiar with that. I don't love the philosophy or the approach. So, you know, my objective would be, how can we find a way or ways in which we can make Maine a destination job for coaches? You know, come here, have success, stay here, and build it even greater. So, you know, how exactly we're going to do that, you know, I can't pretend that I have the answers now, but that's definitely one of the things that I'm going to look into, you know, for some opportunities.
I know one of the things that you worked a lot in at Miami of Ohio was improving the game day experience in several sports. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that you can do to draw more people and particularly more students to athletic events?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple of things, right? But the first is that I need to get a better understanding of what we're currently doing. You know, I have no assessment of that about what our student outreach is or what our student engagement is, you know, what strategies we have in place, how we're managing those strategies. So I definitely need to get a better understanding of that. But to me, and you'll find that I say this about a lot of things because I think it's applicable, but to me, whether it's fan engagement, whether it's working across campus, whether it's with the community, with our coaches, I think you have to find a way to meet people where they're at. So, you know, how can we engage students? How can we encourage students? Well, we've got to find ways to connect with them that are meaningful to them, right? For me, back in the day, it was somebody coming to me and saying, hey, where do you want to come to the game? Okay, I'm there. No problem. You know, kids have a lot more options now. Students have a lot more options and a lot more things to do. So how can we meet them where they're at and encourage them to come and participate with us as opposed to just us ask them to do something for us?
Coaches play such an important role in the lives of students. You bring in these young men and women at the age of 18, often from far away from home, and they come in here, and mentorship becomes a huge part of what goes on and often continues long past their time at the University of Maine. And you had a wonderful example about that. You talked about earlier today. Can you talk a bit about the man who influenced you so much, Jim Earle?
Yeah, I sure can. So Jim was my coach in youth soccer, and then my freshman year of high school as well. And one of the things I remember about Jim is, you know, he always had this phrase. I didn't realize it until later that he was doing it, but his whole thing was think big and do it with pizzazz. He always used to say that, you know, as an adult, and I didn't realize that that's what he was doing when I was a younger person. But point being, at practice one day, so I was a freshman, and I was on a very senior laden soccer team. And after a couple games in, he called me up to varsity, and then at practice we would run sprints. And of course, I'm giving it my all, right? I've got to show out. I've got to prove that I deserve to be here. And he would yell in front of everyone, "There's the super freshman! Here he goes!" You know. Now, mind you, I wasn't very fast, right? but my point is that he was taking the time to build me up, and he invested in me. And I think that's what great coaches do. They invest in people, they give them confidence, they give them skills, they expand on those skills, and they're educators really at heart. And so I think that's something that Jim has always done, and I'm just so appreciative to have him in my life. And, you know, it could be about sports or it could be about anything else. I can always ask Jim anything, and he'll be able to provide some perspective and guidance for me.
Well, it's great to have that in your life, and we have so many people that need that, and that's a big part of the job in terms of coaching and in terms of running a department, too. So we're very excited to have you here, Jude. I know you've got another interview to do, but we appreciate you making time for us this afternoon. Again, we welcome you to town and look forward to meeting with you and talking with you in person down the road.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for having me. You have a great day, and go Black Bears.
All right. Thank you very much, Jude. Jude Kelly, the new director of athletics at the University of Maine. Starts officially on January 30th, but was in town today for a press conference and chance to meet the people here on campus at the university.